part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
City sidewalks, city sidewalks, just a holiday style.
We don't need to rehearse it.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 80, part two.
80, part two.
80, part two.
The other thing I missed about your party, John, is the catheter reunion.
Catheter reunion, that's
right. You guys recorded that song today.
Hey, thanks for coming, guys. All right.
And, you know, later on in this episode, we're going to give the top five Christmas songs of all time.
Right.
And I neglected that one. That would be my number one.
Catheters?
Yeah, that is
Silver
my
bells?
All-time favorite.
Come on.
Oh, no doubt. I love that song. And if you go to Google video and type in catheter with a K, you'll see the rockumentary with catheter. And you'll notice...
You're a sellout.
And you'll notice...
Like Pauly B.
That the breaks, all the breaks between the parts are the intro to that song.
Right.
That you guys recorded way back when. But it's great that you all got together to do it live for TTN, our show, episode 80.
Yeah. Well, you know that break in there where he's where he's supposed to do that little vamp?
Mm-hmm.
And we break it down a little bit. And he's supposed to, like, tell two jokes in there, which he doesn't.
What jokes? It's like the Flintstone joke?
No.
Which one?
No, there's two jokes. One of the jokes was actually Brian. See, we used to play this back when Brian was in the band.
Right.
And Brian told a joke. His joke was, yeah, I got my wife something last year for Christmas and she didn't use it. What's that? A grave site.
Nah.
And then my joke was, I bought my wife a fur hat and a vibrator. That way, if she doesn't like the fur hat, she can go fuck herself.
See, that's a better one.
Thank you.
Nice.
Those are the two jokes you're supposed to say in the breakdown.
There. Why didn't he?
He forgot them.
You got to write stuff down.
Well, that was that. That's
all right,
actually,
so that was
actually that was there is an actual recording, a better one somewhere. We don't know where. It's somewhere on an 8-track tape somewhere.
Well, that's the best you're going to get. Right,
but
there.
That's it. That was the raw original cut from the very first time we did it, and then we were going to add overdubs later. But
you mean tonight?
Right, tonight.
We did it
that
tonight.
Was right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that was
Phil hasn't left yet. See you later, man.
That was Zach on vocals.
Take
right?
it easy.
And Zach
bass.
Was in episode 44, and
yeah.
was he in 76 or 77? 76?
The Zach.
Check out Zach, and Phil and Marty joined us in episode, who knows, check that out.
Yeah,
all right, no doubt, that's one of my favorites of all time. Hey, we get some new comments?
Yeah, we did.
All right, what are they, man? What are they? What are they, John?
We got to thank you, John, and may you have the happiest of holidays. And that's the news submitted by Phil. And then it says, John and Scott are the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. TTN rocks from Rica. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking of throw up. Oof, oof. Oh. 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 It's
what
really
else?
It's really tomato-y, too.
Did
you
we
know?
Get one more?
Oh, yeah. TTN, a holiday party for your ears. Oh, my Santa on TTN was fucking awesome. I've wasted all this time being a good girl only to find out if I want my Santa-cy, I have to be naughty. Aw, shucks. Lifts up a glass of eggnog. Here's to being naughty. Happy holidays to the best webcast ever. Kisses to John and hugs to Scott. I hope my message doesn't get cut off. Submitted by Amy Iris.
Oh, you got kisses. I just got hugs.
Well, you know, man. It's the pipes. It's the pipes, buddy.
It must
buddy.
Be. And that reminds me, John, we got Alfie coming up. He's going to read Twas a Night Before Christmas.
That's right.
Alfie the Elf, straight from the North Pole. Last week we had Santa. This week we have Alfie. Oh.
It's the pipes,
and
baby.
The other thing is, we're still working on the time machine. We're having a shitload of trouble with that.
Shitload.
The problem is, when we go back to the Toronto Film
yeah,
Festival...
Yeah, we're having a shitload of trouble, buddy.
Wow. We want to go the whole week of the Toronto
right,
Film Festival.
Right.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if you didn't know what a week was, John. And we want to jump a day ahead, and we're having problems. We've tested it, and what happens is we jump a year ahead, so we have to reconfigure. So we won't be going back to the Toronto Film Festival this week to find out who the word whore was with celebrity-wise. But
right.
maybe next week we'll get those
yeah.
technical difficulties figured out. All right, John, on to email. Now, I've gotten a lot of email about tetanus. We have a
tetanus.
Lot of new listeners, and they want to know what is there's all these references to tetanus.
Tetanus.
What is tetanus? Tet and tetanus.
Tetanus.
So, tetanus. Instead of us explaining it, let's just bring the original clip of the origin of tetanus.
Origin of tetanus.
The origin of tetanus.
Here it is.
It says tongue piercing caused extreme pain in a teenager. They had to do a study
to figure that out.
I think that would hurt.
Come on.
Don't you?
Yeah, right.
The practice was previously caused brain abscess, heart infection, tetanus. What's tetanus?
Tetanus, you idiot.
Are you sure? T-E-T, anus, tetanus. Tet. All right,
oh,
so that was
so goddamn funny.
Tetanus. I was trying to read tetanus, and I read it as tetanus.
Are you sure? T-E-T, tetanus.
So I hope that answers your queries.
Yeah, but we have the other one about the sound that happens when you're getting it in the ass. All you can say is,
tet, tet, tet. All right, John.
Anus.
Moving on to phone messages.
Phone messages. Well,
phone messages.
We got a nice message from Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah. Here, and here it is. The nice holiday wishes to leave us with.
Hi, John and Scott. It's
Whoa.
Stefan. I just wanted to wish you and your families a happy Christmas and New Year. Oh, yeah, and to Phil, too. Let's hope he gets his Christmas wish and catches up with the word hall down in Miami. Anyway, tet all for now. See you later. Bye.
Tet all for now.
Tet. Always great to hear from Stefan C.
That's right.
He's a very educated man, John.
Very educated very. Man. Came to visit us. Had a great
extended
time with
extended his trip for yeah. 2 days.
Yeah. To stay
to
with
visit
us.
Staying
with us septic fucks.
During the World
us,
Cup,
us
John.
Us cocksuckers.
During
can we
the
say
World
cocksucker?
Cup. Cocksupper. During the World Cup, which is even more.
Did you say supper?
Yeah, cocksupper.
On purpose?
I don't know. I may have.
Cocksupper.
Oh, the other thing we forgot to clip out of, air out of my shorts.
Air out of my shorts.
I let the air out of my shorts.
Oh, I started
yeah,
smoking
dude.
This week. Hold on.
Oh, that's brutal, man. Woo. Woo.
That's that fucker. Telling me about Metallica. Gave me this shit. All right, did we get any other phone messages?
Yeah, we did. We did. Jesus Christ, oh. Hit your cough button, man.
Sorry, man.
This is from Spike.
Spike!
Yeah.
What do you mean you're going to make fun of me later, you fucking bastards? Hey, John and Scott, this is Spike. Hello. Hello! Okay, I've been drinking too much. I've been drinking too much. What the fuck am I doing? I don't want to go left. I want to go right. Anyways.
He's drinking and driving.
I just wanted you guys to know that I just saw a band. What were they called? The Breakfast Club. It was an 80s cover band. I don't have much respect for cover bands. I know that Kangaroo Court is a cover band. But, anyways, what I was about to say is, because there were like 600 people there tonight. And, yeah, and this band, this what were they called again?
The Breakfast Club.
This band. Oh, my fucking God, were they fucking awesome. I didn't even want to be there. But I was told to shut up. I was told to go there. And, oh, my God, I did the math on it. There's about 600 people there, $8 a piece. Even if you take 25% off of the door, that's like $1,000 a piece for four guys. You guys really need to do the 80s covers. Because I watched it. I was watching the audience. And the thing is, 80s covers bands are going to be doing covers for the rest of their goddamn lives. Because everybody's going to remember Word Up. Everybody wants to fucking hear Word Up. And I can't even list to you the amount of songs they did. It was goddamn amazing. But also, in this town, we have a GNR cover band. I know you guys don't give a fuck about Guns and fucking Roses. Best band that ever lived in the goddamn South. Anyways, we have a band locally that's called Appetite for Destruction. They're better. They're fucking better than Guns N' Roses Live. A cover band. Imagine that. A cover band better than the real band itself. Anyways, that's where the money's at. I thought I'd just call you guys as Spike for Spike and Rachel. Rachel's not cool enough to come with me. I love you guys. You guys rock. Your podcast is better than mine. I fucking hate you guys. Anyways, get Rick back on the show and make Rick talk because Rick is cool, and I love it. I love it when he's on the show, but I do not love it when he shuts the fuck up. You need to make Rick talk. He was awesome on the St. Louis.
St. Louis.
He was awesome in the fuck it. Bye.
Ow. Ow. Damn.
He couldn't get it shut off.
So I got a couple of things here. First of all, I'm so happy that Spike still listens to us. I thought he stopped listening.
Yeah.
Like months ago.
First he hates covers bands, and now he loves them because because Guns N' Roses is a better cover.
All right, Spike. Here's what you do. Get us a gig down there. We'll come down and play. Make sure it's at the same time. Not at the same time, but let's say we go down and we play a Friday night. Make sure that Guns N' Roses is Saturday night, the cover band, and then we'll go check that out with you. And I'm so happy Spike still listens. That's out of sight, John. I thought he stopped listening.
We do 80s tunes.
But wait a minute. The other thing is he said Rachel didn't come with him. Yeah. So who was the girl?
I don't know.
Cackling in the background. That's what I want to know.
I don't know, yeah. We do 80s covers. Here's one we're doing right here. This is us, right? Live in the studio.
Live. All right, man.
Yeah.
On to our top five Christmas songs of all time.
All right.
And first of all, let me just say, I love all Christmas music. All
of it. Oh, me too.
We should have done the top five most despisable Christmas songs of all time.
Despisable?
Yeah, despisable. Isn't that a word?
Despised.
Despised. Because number one for me, and I don't even know what the song is, but George Michael sings it.
Oh, yeah.
And that goddamn thing comes on.
It's not a Christmas tune.
It is a Christmas song.
No,
I hear it during Christmas.
No, it's not.
Well, how can it not be a Christmas song?
Because it was titled, what is it called? Last Christmas, the George Michael tune.
Right, right. Oh, I want to gouge my eyes out, John. Here's what I want to do.
It was really called Last Easter.
Oh, Last Easter.
And they made them change it to Last Christmas because it would reach a broader market.
Do you have a couple of bars of that you can play?
No.
It makes me want
to
gouge my eyes out.
And stick a
no, I'm not
bat
finished.
Up your ass?
No, I'm not
oh,
finished.
Okay.
Cut my balls off. Then take my balls and stick them in my empty eye sockets. Ooh. That's what it makes me want to do.
Oh.
I mean, when I'm in the car and that song comes on the radio, I want to swerve in oncoming traffic head on.
Wow.
I think I despise that song more than any other song in the history of the world.
Well, you know, I checked something out. There, if you look on our forum, there's something called... there's a thread called The Greatest Christmas Album in the World Ever. Did you check that out?
Did Poet submit that?
Poet submitted it.
I saw that post. I didn't have time to check it out yet.
Basically, what he wrote is a big, powerful computer was fed dozens and dozens of Christmas songs and told to analyze them for the essence of the sound of Christmas. The machine then produced 16 tracks which capture the true spirit of Christmas. Incredibly clever stuff and perfect for putting on the stereo when the family sits down to the turkey.
Do you have the list of those 16?
Yeah, they're weird. They're called weird names.
Would they be on our list? Would any of these be on our list?
You got to check it out. There's a link to it. You can download the whole thing. Radiant Bells is one of them. Mountain Noel, Faithful Clear. And it's fucking nightmarish stuff. It sounds like one note played for a minute straight. Like of all the notes that make up the one song combined into one note.
Stupid ass computers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, getting on to our top five, John. Now,
but it's cool though.
And the other thing, and you agreed with me, is I love all Christmas music. And it was very difficult for me to come up with the top five.
Me too.
And I only had 5 minutes to do it, so it made it a little bit easier. I do have some honorable mention. Do you have some honorable mention?
No, I wasn't going to do that.
All right.
Because that's just silly.
Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. That was one of my honorable mentions. And something else. All right. But let's just get right to our top five.
Now this is Christmas. What the fuck are you doing?
I told you I have an upper respiratory infection.
All right. Who's going to go first? 5-1 or 1-5?
We're
going to
go 5-1. Five to counting down to one. John.
Here's my number five.
Number five. John's
my number,
number
five.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Bobby Darin?
Since we've no place to go.
Frank.
That's Frank?
Frank Sinatra.
Boy, he must have been like 25 when he sang that, huh?
1945, this movie. This song was written. A pop standard written by lyricist Sammy Kahn and composer Jewel Stein in 1945 and first recorded by Vaughn Monroe. Became a huge popular hit, reaching number one on the Billboard music chart the following year. Due to its seasonal lyrics, Let It Snow is commonly regarded as a Christmas song, yet despite its cheery holiday feel, it is a love song that never mentions Christmas at all, Scott.
It doesn't mention Christmas.
Yeah, Kahn and Stein, like Irving Berlin, who penned White Christmas and several other period composers of popular holiday music, were Jews. Yes.
Of course, everybody knows all the greatest songwriters are Jews, John.
The romantic lyrics imply a sexual subtext as the storm gives the lovers an excuse to extend their tryst. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. That's my number five.
John, I'm going to ask you to do something out of the ordinary.
Yeah?
I'm going to ask you to play my number three.
All right. Right now?
Yes, because you gave such a great... my number three is Dean Martin's version of Let It Snow.
I prefer that one.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Because you can tell he's got a couple of drinks in him.
Yeah.
And he's ready to hump. I'll take any excuse. But if it's snowing outside, I don't want you to go out there. Stay here and hump me. Yeah.
You little hoa.
The lights are turned way down low.
Way down the low. Yeah, I prefer the Dean one. Kiss goodnight. You ever see him on Johnny Carson?
Oh, yeah.
With, what was that guy's name? George Gobel? And George Gobel is sitting next to Johnny. And they used to be able to smoke back then. And Dean is sitting right next to George Gobel. And George Gobel's holding a drink. You could drink, too. Whiskey. He's got
bourbon
on the rocks. And as he's talking, he's swinging his arm out with the drink. And Dean Martin keeps flicking his ashes into his drink as he swings it over towards him. It's great.
I don't want to segue, but I'm watching... Keep the music playing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm watching... they're advertising for these Johnny Carson...
Producer nightmare. You know that?
They're advertising for these Johnny Carson DVDs.
Yeah.
Why... I don't know why nobody has done this. Maybe you and I can get the capital to do this. We have a Johnny Carson cable station. And all we do is play Johnny Carson 24/7. It would get way more ratings than, like, Discovery Channel,
No doubt.
History Channel. It'd be the Johnny Carson Channel. Who wouldn't
watch
that?
That's a good idea.
I'd watch that.
I'd put all the talk shows on there, all the old ones.
Nah, just Johnny Carson.
Dude, it would be... What are you going to watch? How many a day?
You don't have to watch them a day. Whenever you get home... And there's nothing on sometimes. There's like 500 channels, nothing on. You can always rely on Johnny Carson.
Well, why not just put the DVD in?
Because that's only like 6 hours of programming.
People have PCs now, man. They just record it.
Ah, fuck that. You don't like my idea?
All right, what are we doing?
All right, man.
No, I don't.
What is your number four?
Can I turn this off now?
Yes.
Okay.
What is your number four?
Here's my number four.
Sleigh bells are ringing, are you listening? And the lane
Snow is glistening. Is that Dino?
It's Dino. Totally off key. Drunk. This here, Scott, is a pop standard, Winter Wonderland, written in 1934 by Felix Bernard and Richard B. Smith. It has been recorded many different times by such artists as Perry Como, Johnny Mathis, Karen Carpenter, and Cyndi Lauper. The original recording was by Richard Himber and his Hotel Carlton Orchestra on RCA Bluebird in 1934. At the end of the recording session with time to spare, it was suggested that this new tune be tried with an arrangement provided by the publisher. This excellent studio orchestra included many great New York studio musicians, including the legendary Artie Shaw. Due to its seasonal theme, Winter Wonderland is often regarded as a Christmas song on the Northern Hemisphere, although the holiday itself is never mentioned in the lyrics. In the Swedish language lyrics, Var vakra vita vintervarald, the word tomtar is mentioned. The word tomtar is mentioned. The song has been parodied by Rob fucking A. By Bob
Rob
Rivers.
Fucking A?
No. By Bob Rivers. Rob Bivers. It's walking round in women's underwear. That's my number four there, Scott.
That's hot, John. That's totally hot.
Yeah.
All right, since we jumped to my number three, we need to do my number five.
Your four. You didn't do your four yet.
Well, I didn't do my five yet because we jumped right to my number three.
Number
so my
five.
Number five.
Ready?
Ready. I love this song.
I like to be kibaka.
No, I don't love it when you sing it. On a bride. I love Bing's voice on this song. That's
the island greeting. Before he punched his wife in the face.
And his kids, yeah.
From the land where palm trees sway. Get over here, bitch!
Now, how can a guy with a voice like this punch his wife? What? And if you're Bing Crosby, you're one of the biggest stars in all of history. Why do you get so upset you have to punch your wife in the face?
I don't know.
The other reason I like this song so much is because it's in one of my favorite Christmas movies, Christmas Vacation,
yeah,
with Chevy when he's fantasizing about putting a pool at his house.
Right.
Nice.
And Phoebe Cates or whatever, some chick, takes her top off.
Nah, she doesn't really.
You see some side Hogan.
You see the side Hogan, definitely. Definitely see the side Hogan.
Yeah. Are you going to move on to your number four?
Well, you're on number... Yeah, I screwed everything up by going
yeah,
to number
sure
three.
Did.
Yeah, we can move on to my number four. This All is right. my number four.
Scott's number four.
Christmas. Christmas. Christmas.
So I can't sing it, but you got to sing it.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time, baby.
Yeah, I have to disagree
Hold
here.
Hold on, huh?
Tetanus.
Santa Claus is back in town, John. This is Elvis Presley.
Tetanus. 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 Tetanus.
Tetanus. Tetanus. Coming in at number four, Elvis Presley. Santa Claus is back in town, John.
That's out of sight, Scott.
Christmas.
That's out of sight, dude. Are you just being funny, or is that your real?
No, that's really my number four.
Because
you got a problem with that?
No, no. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I
got a problem with Elvis
Scott
Presley.
Butthead.
Presley.
Yeah, but I would think like, Blue Christmas
F
without
Blue Christmas,
you.
Man.
Ba-ba-da.
That's for faggots. Tony Hearn probably
yeah,
likes
Christmas,
that one.
Christmas, Christmas, yeah, shoot me. Something wrong with this record. Here's my number three. I love the whip. Scott, this song is called Sleigh Ride, written in 1948 and recorded in 1949. It was written by Leroy Anderson. It was recorded by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. The song was a hit record on RCA Victor Red Seal, 49.05.15.45 RPM and 10.148.478 RPM, unless for you collectors out there. The 45 version was originally issued on red vinyl. This original monaural version has never been available on CD, although the later 1959 re-recording is available in stereo. It was originally an instrumental, but later lyrics were added by Mitchell Parrish. The lyrics were, "Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting, tingling too. Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, the snow is falling, and friends are calling, yoo-hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you."
Yeah, and I miss this song. This definitely would have been on my top five because it is a great song. My favorite lyrical version is with Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
Johnny Mathis. Yes, no doubt, John.
Well, when I was a kid, my mom thought I was a genius one Christmas because I put the speaker right up against the vent and I was able to broadcast this through the entire house during our Christmas dinner.
Wow. Oh. Little did she know that you were just an audiophile.
Yeah, yeah.
Far from genius.
An audio retard. All right, we did your number three.
We did my number three.
Rocking the two?
Rocking the number two.
Number two for Scott.
And John.
Yeah, I forgot this one.
This is Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. Yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her. But I like the guitar.
That's it?
That's it. I got nothing. I got no documentation whatsoever.
All right, here's my number two.
Oh, I'm the faggot. Yeah. This is a joke, right? Who is this, John Tesh?
Shut up. Fuck you. Hey.
Tatanus. Of a
wife. Get off of Dean's shit.
Is this you Dino
fuck.
Again?
It's from the Rat Pack CD.
I used to know. Does Frank come in? Does he make an appearance?
No, Frank's blowing him right now. Wait, you can hear him. You hear that? I don't know how they get that in the recording.
Tatanus makes me want to come. Tatanus. Tatanus.
Anyway, White Christmas, 1940, Scott, is an Irving Berlin song whose lyrics reminiscent about white Christmases.
Everybody knows Bing Crosby does it the best.
The morning after he wrote the song, Berlin usually stayed up all night writing. The songwriter went to his office and told his musical secretary, "Grab your pen." And
is that what he said? Grab your pen. What?
Grab your pen and take down this song. song. I just wrote the best song I've ever written. Hell, I just wrote the best song that anybody's ever written.
Whoa.
Yeah, Crosby's single of White Christmas is recognized as the best-selling single in any music category, and Crosby's recording has sold millions of additional copies as part of numerous albums, including his best-selling holiday collection, Merry Christmas, which was first released as an LP in 1949 and has never been out of print since.
Whoa.
The 2007 Guinness Book of Records lists Crosby's recording as the biggest-selling single of all time, with an estimated 50 million copies sold.
50 million,
and he
John.
Used to smack his wife and kids around.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sell 50 million records. What do you got to be upset about?
I don't know. So what do we got? Your number one?
My number one, John.
Your number
one. No Christmas is complete without my number one.
All right.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's right, John. Andy Williams.
Andy Williams.
And the most wonderful time of the year. And I don't know if you remember this, John, but you hooked me up. You helped me out with a corporate video. And this was one of the songs that I selected.
Right.
For the backing track.
Somehow Tet got on there. You know what's funny?
No, what?
Here's my number one.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is funny, man. It's the most wow.
We did not study for this either.
I used to think that Spike was my soulmate, John. Now I'm having second thoughts.
Oof. Hold on, Scott. Move over. Ooh, Scott.
Yeah, this song totally kicks ass.
No doubt.
You got some documentation?
Yes, I do. Andy Williams, 1963. That's all I got. I couldn't find jack shit on this great song.
Tick, tock, tet, anus, tet, anus, tet, anus.
That's great, man.
All right, we're going to take this out to part two. We're going to finish it out, crank
gotta
it up.
We got to go,
take
man.
Take it to part three.
I'm thirsty.
No doubt. We'll finish playing the song, and we'll pick it up again in part three.
No doubt. We'll be back shortly. Stick around. Give us a call. All right.
It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.